Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Unbelievable sight of McKinney that has now affected our traffic. There was a tow truck that crashed and ended up hanging over an overpass. It was quite a scene. It happened right near 121 in Hardin. The driver rescued. More on that in a minute. But first, this is still causing problems for people driving in that area. We have team coverage for you. We're going to start with this red alert traffic with Julian Rogers.
Sam Rayburn going southbound is still shut down due to this problem at Hardin Boulevard. And so you're going to have to get off at the Hardin and Chelsea exit coming from Fairview. That leads to pretty big backups from the Sam Rayburn and an even longer backup on that service road since you can only go directly through. You can't turn onto Hardin. It's closed. And there's still a lot of activity here, so don't expect this cleanup to be done anytime soon if this is your route towards Plano. The good news, more traffic getting through now northbound, so they're letting up on the activity there if you're heading north on the Sam Rayburn coming from Plano. You had a pretty big backup there going from Waters. That's dwindled down to just a little bit of backup on the approach. This and other traffic problems coming up at 5:08.
Now, Austin York's been following the effort to pull the driver of the big rig to safety. He continues our team coverage.
Police say a flatbed was hauling at least one truck and an SUV when it swerved to avoid hitting the back of a silver sedan, but instead crashed through the wall and landed on its side. It dangled over the edge of an overpass dozens of feet in the air. Two fire truck ladders were used to lower ropes into the semi's cab, where the driver put them around himself and was then lowered onto a ladder. A first responder was waiting. The driver was not injured and refused to be taken to the hospital. The condition of the driver of the sedan is unknown. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We're following new details this afternoon about a deadly accident that shut down the tollway in Plano yesterday. DPS is now telling us an 18-wheeler headed northbound near Spring Creek Parkway changed lanes and hit a Honda Civic, which then crashed into the concrete wall and rolled over. Two other drivers then hit the Honda. The driver of that Honda, 47-year-old John Quiros of Dallas, was killed. The other drivers were okay, but DPS says the driver of the 18-wheeler just took off. They're now trying to figure out why this was a hit and run. Two people found shot at a Louisville mobile home park, with one woman pronounced dead at the scene and a man later dying from his injuries at a local hospital. Initial reports suggest that the man shot his mother before taking his own life. The identities of the individuals involved have not been released. Police have stated that the shooting is an isolated incident and there is no threat to the public and the investigation is ongoing.
Well, part of White Settlement Road in Fort Worth is getting a new name.
Developers of a new project called West Side Village asked to rename it 1 mile portion of the road, West Side Drive. Some people who live in the area objected.
The reasons being taken is to rebrand a development so you can capitalize on 170 years worth of history.
The road connects Fort Worth and the town of White Settlement. Town officials say the region was given that name in the 1800s by Native Americans. Carl Anderson with the developer says they're not trying to eliminate history.
Our intent in seeking to rename this mile of the road is not to interfere with history. It's simply to reposition this corridor as part of our transformational development.
Other segments of the road will keep the White Settlement name. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Oh, Texas Governor Greg Abbott helped Wells Fargo unveil their new 440 $5 million campus. It's in Las Colinas. This all happened today. The governor says Wells Fargo is helping Texas in its quest to become a financial leader.
They've been involved in Texas a long time, but this is a massive increase in their footprint in our state. It's exactly what we need. We need more financial institutions, but also we need the ability for all of our growing businesses to have access to capital. And that's exactly what Wells Fargo is providing.
4,500 employees will work at the new facility.
Dallas City Hall and its current state.
What a dump.
Exactly. It now needs $350 million worth of repairs.
Oh, my gosh. And this is, I listened to a little of the city council meeting, and it was contentious. And some of these guys that were talking were like, are you kidding me?
Embarrassing,
frankly. It is embarrassing, really.
John Johnson is the city's director of facilities and real estate management. This is what he told city council yesterday.
Currently and every day, we're seeing the real-world effects of deferred maintenance. Like I mentioned, the May multi-floor flooding event, the daily power outages around this very horseshoe. We have oftentimes freezing council chambers and sweltering city attorney's office on the seventh floor in the same day. And then there are non-compliant, unusable spaces like the seventh floor kitchen cafeteria. The issue impacts not just the building, but the people who rely on it to serve the public. And we already know that emergency fixes are more expensive and more disruptive than those that we plan in advance. So now looking into the future through our maintenance lens, deferred maintenance compounds over time and small issues become large issues. Without significant investment, failures will become more frequent and more expensive to fix, which drains the already limited resources. Most major systems are reaching the end of their useful life, and repairs alone won't be able to sustain them much longer.
He says, can you imagine? He says they need to replace the heating and air conditioning system for that entire building.
How the hell did we get here?
Just that alone.
I know. It's unbelievable that they completely just ignored all this.
But
neglect.
City Council Member Paul Ridley, he wants the receipts, because he says those estimates are ridiculous.
This is not based upon any defined scope of work that you would need to get a realistic cost estimate, is it?
I would slightly disagree in some of these cases. So, for instance, the water infiltration was based on a 2000 assessment that was completed, and at the time it detailed $40 million worth of needs to address the water infiltration in the garage at that time.
And where did that come from? A contractor?
That was from a professional assessment that was completed.
By whom?
I don't know who that was, but I'll have to see if
we
can find that.
Okay, I think we can discount it if we can't even tell what that professional was and what they were expert in.
So this goes 2000. 25 years ago, the garage was flooded.
That was $40 million back then, and now we don't know what it would cost. I would assume it would cost a hell of a lot more. Why didn't you fix it back then?
Ridley, though, not buying into that $345 million figure, and Councilmember Kara Mendelson agrees, says there's no way the building needs that much work. And how the city with a budget of $5.2 billion doesn't set aside money to take care of the building is a travesty.
I think that staff is steering us to get rid of this building. And I think you want it for other uses. This should not be an economic development conversation. At the time, I will remind you that our former city manager said that he didn't even have $5 million to do the assessment, let alone fix the building, but never put forward a proposal to make those things happen. So I'm going to challenge you, do the work that we need you to do. We don't need all the shiny things. We don't. We need to fix and maintain and keep the things that we have. I'm very frustrated about this entire topic. So unless you got to deal with the Mavericks, I don't really want to talk about it.
Oh, well, okay.
All right. And see, that's the thing. She's right. When you listen to the city, I don't know who they were. They were working with the city, obviously, and telling about the repairs. It was clear that where they wanted. This place is a dump. It would cost too much to fix it. And they're right. It's only 50 years old. It's built in solid concrete.
And she mentions the Mavericks because they would reportedly like to buy it. Like to buy City Hall, tear it down, and build their new arena there. That would be one of their options anyway. But there's no offer on the table.
And
we know of anyway.
We were talking about the land there, and it would be really nice for the Mavs if they could do it. But either way, City Hall is just, I went there. It didn't look in disrepair to me.
No.
apparently it needs a lot of work that they have completely neglected for years.
It's just to have allowed it to reach this point.
$5.2 billion, and you didn't set any money aside. That's just stupid.
Ridiculous. You notice there's a lot of reports of coyote sightings across North Texas. Not to worry. It's just that time of year. Russell Scott, he spoke with Officer Jacqueline Sutherland. She's with Dallas's Animal Services Department.
The coyotes are active all year round. They live here. They don't leave. They don't migrate. Their presence in different areas will fluctuate based on seasonal milestones like age, breeding season, pup season, dispersal season is what we're entering now. So this is the pups from this year are older. And they're venturing out. They're spending much more time away from the parents. They're teenagers. They make bad decisions, just like our human teenagers do when they go off to college. The first year is kind of a crapshoot as far as what they're going to do. So certain times of year, based on seasonal milestones, we'll get an increase in visible activity. And then also when we talk about in certain areas, a lot of the times when we start to get reports of increase in visible activity, we start our investigations on determining what's drawing the animals to that location. And that's when we get into, attractants and food sources and all that kind of stuff.
So coyotes are basically like kids going off to college. They're just looking to mate and get crazy.
And do dumb things. As any possible danger.
Okay.
She says it's very rare for a coyote to attack a human. Pets are a different story, though.
When we talk about small animals, we talk about small dogs, anything under 10 pounds that's fluffy. If it looks like a rabbit, they're going to grab it. Yorkie poos, multi poos, miniature poodles, that kind of stuff. It looks like their natural prey. Obviously, cats are kind of the same thing. The vast majority of conflict when we deal with this type of overlap is animals that are loose, unattended at night. It's a natural time for coyotes to be out looking for small mammals and rodents. They see something small moving, it's definitely going to catch their attention. Cats are definitely higher on the list than dogs. The vast majority of the time that a dog is mistakenly grabbed by a coyote, they leave it behind. So once they realize that they killed something that was not their intended target, they leave it behind. But cats, they definitely will take advantage of. And a lot of the times cats are easy to locate because they're put outside on a schedule where we have people that are actively feeding at certain locations. And so the cats congregate around a provided food source, so they're easy targets. And the coyote will come for the cat food, and then they'll stay for the cats.
I love that. Right.
It looks like a rabbit. They're going to grab it.
You put the cat out at night. That's bad enough. You put a big bowl of cat food out with the cat. That's real trouble.
And they're going for the cat food, but they stay for the cat.
And they're going for the Yorkie poos, too.
Yorkie poo. You ever heard of that breed?
Yeah, a little tiny little thing.
I know it's tiny.
That's nothing for a cat. That's like a bag of corn nuts. It's just a snack for a coyote, I guess.
We always see these things around White Rock. So you're like, okay.
Oh, yeah. I just a couple of months ago on my way into work, right in, a half a block from our house.
And he was just looking at you, giving you the finger or something.
Exactly. He's just loping down the sidewalk, looks over at me like, yeah, here I am.
What are you going to do about it? You talking to me?
The All Local is updated 3 times a day for the latest news, weather, and traffic. Listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com. Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.